What does make a chorus sound wonderful?
A chorus sounds wonderful when all the singers are singing well, or at least as well as they possibly can, which is why I do a lot of vocal training. Singers have to support, which is kind of a mysterious term, but by, you know, they have to have their body under their voice. They have to have their jaw relaxed and free. All the things that good singers know and good singers do, but amateur singers don't. And so it's a, you know, it's a learning process for them. And hopefully they start doing things. We start extending their range and they find that they can go higher than they thought they could go before. They can get a fuller sound if they want to. And also they know how to control their voice so they can pull it way back when we need very soft singing. So I'm hoping to teach these things as we go through the rehearsal process. When we need soft singing in a particular song, I'll work on that skill. I did the 3 seasons with the chorus of the Opera Company of Philadelphia way back when. And I did 2 productions with them back in 05, I think, and 07. And I enjoy teaching voice. I've taught voice to a lot of teenagers. I love working with somebody and getting them started, you know, and helping them discover, oh, there's my voice, you know. That's really fun. That's exciting.
How do you know that you have done something right?
You follow your instincts. I think we all do, as long as you don't violate what it says in the music. But like, O Fortuna, yes, it's big. How big? What's the color of it? And I try to, this is going to sound really hokey, but I like to think in some way, maybe I could channel the composer. I mean, that sounds very presumptuous, but sometimes I just know. Now, whether I'm right or not, I'm not sure, but I know, you know? So I would say, this is supposed to go this way. And you have to have that to stand up in front of 90 people and say, this is supposed to go this way. And they have to believe you. I can't explain it. You mentioned Carmina Burana. The way I conduct Carmina Burana is in some ways, in some of the sections, very different from the way you hear it done so many times, even in Philadelphia and New York, you know. But I just have a sense about what some of these pieces in Carmina Burana are about. And so I do it a little differently, and I really believe that I'm doing it right.
You've also composed works.
Yes, yes, I have. When the Murrah Building was bombed back in 95, I was teaching school at the time, and I decided that I had wanted to write a requiem, but I had no reason to write a requiem. Who was I going to mourn? You know, who is this requiem for? Well, when I heard that, I knew who it was for. It was for those 19 children who had died, which is why it's called the Requiem for the Children. And it just kind of came together. I spent the whole summer working on it so it would be ready for the chorus, and I did the orchestration. And it's quite a unique piece, and it's had some feet. It's been done in Greeley, Colorado, in Denver, in Oklahoma City, in Pensacola, Florida, in Ocean City, New Jersey. And a couple conductors have contacted me for an option to do it in 2015 for the 20th anniversary of the bombing in Oklahoma City. So that would be exciting if that could happen. Yeah. I would love for my requiem to be part of that.